A very good morning. On behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Special thanks to our host, Young Yisrael of Cherry Hill. Erevin Nunches, Erevin 58A, pagination page 115, but we're going to start on the facing page at the Mishnah, the last four lines. So we're on Nunzayin Amid Beis 57B, page 114, at the Mishnah on the bottom of the page. The Mishnah over here is introducing how we go about measuring the 2,000 amma outside a city. And we're told, ein modedin, you don't do the measurement, ela, except for, meaning this is a requirement, bechevel shel nun amma, with a rope of 50 amma length. Lo pachos velo yoser, not less, not more. As the Gemara explains, if you use a rope that's larger than that, it starts sloping in the middle, and you're not getting the full distance from the city that you're entitled to. If it's shorter than that, then when they pull to try to make it taut, they could actually pull the fibers a bit and start extending it, and you're getting more than you're supposed to get, and we want it to be meticulous. When we learned this Mishnah, I was reminded of many cases when people, either in science or in halacha, they want to get an accurate measure. So you have the picture of someone wiping off the scale before measuring something, trying to make sure it's just right. Rabbi Badner, in his Kizayis Sefer, with the pictures of all the different foods, so he writes there, page 29, how he did the calculation that before dropping food into water, and see how much it displaced, and see if it displaces 1 ounce of water, he first waterproofed everything. Because he knew that if he doesn't waterproof it, you're not getting an accurate measure. No matter how fast you work, water starts seeping in, and you're not getting accuracy. So over here, we're going to see different things that Chazal wanted you to do it perfectly, so that you're getting an actual accurate measure. In contrast, sometimes when something was very difficult, like we'll see, valleys, mountains, etc., they gave you a very specific methodology that you're supposed to follow, how to deal with it, and get the measurement that they would endorse. The Mishnah continues, "V'lo yimdod, you don't do the measure, ela keneged libo, you hold the rope opposite your heart." We're worried that if someone will hold it, let's say near their waist, for example, and the other person is holding it near their heart, you're losing on that slope a certain amount of distance, especially if it repeats itself over the length, 50 lengths, until you hit 2,000, you're going to have the wrong measure. Hayamodid vihigia ligeo ligeder. As you're measuring, you reach a valley or a fence that fell, and as Rashi explains, people travel the fence, which used to be a fence going upright, and now the mound fell, so it goes a little up and a little down, and people travel on that slope. How do you calculate it according to Techumen? So there's a massive insight over here. Mavlio, you're allowed to span it, v'choza l'midoso, and then continue. Spanning would mean that you take this 50 amma length and you don't try to calculate how much is it going up and how much is it going down and there's more distance being traveled, but rather you just do as a crow flies type of expression and you just go over and include it. So that you could have a valley that if you would have to travel it, it would be many, many, many steps down and many steps up. And if you would go that entire distance with the ropes, you would use up a lot of distance. Instead, if the valley is within 50 amma from edge to edge, you simply run the rope across the valley and include it in your measurement, and you're done. And the entire up and down is included in your measure. Likewise, higia lahar, if you have a mountain, mavlio v'choza l'midaso, you include it and simply continue. Dirshu Mishnah Berurah is very meticulous over here, and they have pictures of everything. And they specifically explain it with a visual presentation. They build boards going up to the height of the mountain and run the string, the rope, across the top to a similar upright on the other side of the mountain, and that's how you take care of the height. Now, on the words chozer lemidaso, to return to your measure, it's a little bit sophisticated here, because sometimes you simply weren't able to properly include it in the 50 amma length, because it was more than 50 and the entire area is not available. You're allowed to move over to the extent that you need to, continue your measure where the mountain is not, and then return to where your original measure was. And that's v'chozer l'midaso, to return to your measure. On to today's daf. Uvavad shelo yetzei chutz l'tchum. But if you do have to move over to the side to avoid this mountain, and perhaps back again to avoid a different mountain, back and forth, you're never allowed to leave the tchum, the boundary. Because people who see you with your equipment and working on this project are going to think that any area that you were standing and measuring is for sure included as part of the tchum. And they don't realize, let's say you're up to the very end of the 2000, so you figure I could go out of the 2000 and then calculate 25 amma back or something like that. That's a no-no. We don't want you standing with your ropes outside of the tchum. People will pass by. They'll think that wherever you were standing is good, and it's not. So you would have to figure out a different way to figure out the calculation of the tchum if, in fact, during that last rope, you encountered an obstacle. If you're not able to include it by simply running the rope of 50 amma across the span, across the length, Bezu Omar Rabbi Dustoi, in this case Rabbi Dustoi Bar Yanai said, Mishum Rab Meir, in the name of Rab Meir, Shamati, I heard, Shemekadrim Baharim, that you, literally it means, bore a hole through the mountain. Now, you're not boring a hole through the mountain. What they're describing here is a method of calculation that's the equivalent of boring a hole in the mountain. What is that equivalent? If you have one person holding the rope, kineged libo, opposite his heart, and the other person, who's higher on the mountain, holds the rope length opposite margulosav, his feet, so then you're able to gain height, and you keep going up the mountain based on this purposeful discrepancy. And they use a rope of dalad amos, 4 amos, about 7 feet, and they keep going up, and this gives you a tremendous amount of slope allowance, which is the equivalent, is as if you ran the whole, you're running the rope straight through the mountain, so to speak, but obviously without boring a hole. You're simply going the length from left to right, if you will, in a drawing, but you're doing it by keep going up as if there's steps, but essentially the amount of rope length that was used is the same as if you had actually dug a hole through the mountain.
But it seems like they should be able to measure this distance, the height of the mountain, and then calculate.
That's interesting. If you would do the slope, you could figure out that, right?
I mean, they should.
They could. The problem, I think, is that very often the sizing, it's not done as a triangle. Mountains don't come in triangles. So you could basically estimate whether the slope is significant or not. We have a concept of slope, whether it's going up 10 tfachim within 4 amos. That slope you could ascertain, you could tell. And as we know, if you try to climb such a mountain without any help, you can't do it because the slope is so significant, it's considered a wall. But to actually measure its distance, if it's not a perfect triangle, I think I might even be able to respond better that not not everyone, even the mumchen, can do that. You might have an exclusive expert who can come up with the formula perfectly when it's an irregular triangle. But you have to draw the line here. How much did they expect of the experts who are doing this for the city? You know, it's like, on the one hand, it's true. We're not giving it over to every Jew to do. So it can demand a certain degree of expertise. But how much expertise? And they came up with this as a solution that you ran it according to the four amal lengths. I think the question is a very good, thoughtful question, but this is what's described as the way to get the length through the mountain, so to speak, without actually boring the hole. Okay, the Shekhar, have a great day.